Hi, this is Anonymous Mousen from Reddit, and I'm going to read the story that I wrote about two strangers in a pub. I saw him across the room whilst I was at the pub with my friends. He caught my eye when I saw him looking at me with a very cheeky grin. My friends and I usually came after work to begin the weekend and shake off the responsibilities we wore during the week, let our hair down and have a little fun. We were a mix of married and single ladies, ranging from our 20s to our 40s. I was in the latter age group, separated with older children who were okay for a few hours in the evening. I became distracted by him. I would glance over every now and then to see if he was still looking at me. Sometimes he would be laughing with his companions, other times he would be looking at me again. Our gazes would lock for a moment or two until one of us looked away. It was usually me. I wasn't used to someone so brazen. It had been a while since I'd seen anyone I liked. He gave me a cheeky wink and I couldn't help but smile back. I half listened to my friends as I thought about this sexy stranger. The combination of alcohol and our silent flirtation was making me horny. One of the bar staff set down a vodka and lime in front of me. I looked up in surprise. "From the gentleman at that table over there," he said, nodding his head at the sexy stranger's table. My eyes followed the direction he had indicated and again met with the eyes of this man. He lifted his own glass up in a toast to me and I lifted mine in return, smiling to myself. The girls asked where the drink came from, and I told them what had been happening. They all laughed and checked him out, some subtly and others quite openly. Soon voicing their approval, they encouraged me to go for it. I wasn't so sure about that. Although he was undeniably sexy, he was still a stranger in a pub. Our flirtatious looks and smiles continued for a while, until he nodded his head towards the doorway opposite me. I hesitated. Then deciding that I would like to see where this would go, I nodded back to him. I watched as he left his friends and walked through it. Getting up, I excused myself and followed him. From the smirks and grins on my friends' faces, they had caught on to what I was doing. I pushed the door open and stepped through. The room seemed empty. I was puzzled, not knowing where he had gone. Then he half stepped out of the ladies' room and crooked his finger in a come-hither motion. I laughed, knowing exactly what was likely to happen next. I was slightly tipsy now and my inhibitions had fled. I crossed the floor to him and he grabbed my hand and pulled me inside, locking the door behind us. We started kissing hard and fast as he picked me up and plunked me down on the bench between the basins. He shoved my shirt up and quickly freed my breast from my apricot lace bra, quickly going straight to my nipples. Licking and sucking progressed to teeth grazing and lightly biting. Fuck, I was so wet now. I could feel it soaking in my panties. He undid his jeans hurriedly and I pushed his briefs down, eager to see what they held. His stiff cock sprang free and I grasped it, my hand instinctively rubbing up and down. The length of it, sorry. I started kissing him again, enjoying the horniness he displayed. It was a mirror to my own. He pulled my white panties to the side. I hadn't matched my underwear, obviously not expecting to become seduced by a stranger. His fingers slipped in the wetness of my pussy, rubbing against my clit while I was still rubbing his cock. He quickly bent to the pocket of his jeans below his knees and fished out a condom. Like a Boy Scout, he had already come prepared. As he slipped the condom on, I scooted closer to the edge of the bench and excitedly waited for him. It wasn't long. One hand gripped his cock and the other grabbed onto the back of my left hip. He slid his manhood onto my aching, almost drowning pussy. Fuck. Yes. We started rutting like animals in heat, which had been reduced to. My legs around his waist whilst he stood fucking me hard. My nails running down the back of his shirt, unable to control myself as the desire raged within. I couldn't get enough of him. I wanted everything he had. My body jutted with each thrust and the lust only grew. our breasts ragged, our mouths gasping for air as our bodies met again and again, both turned on by being strangers who, without a word, were fucking each other in a bathroom. My breast bouncing faster as we climbed closer to our summits, our eyes gazing into the other's face. I knew I was about to come and I pulled him closer. I found it erotic to kiss when I came, and so I did. Kissing and coming on his cock, my pussy clenching and releasing as the pleasure flooded my senses. He pulled his face back, groaning as he hit his climax, his cock pulsing inside me as he came, just as we heard a knock at the door.